The National Film Boards of Canada is celebrating Black History Month with a spotlight of documentaries and films in their Black communities in Canada. A free collection of films awarded by Black filmmakers, creators, and allies of the Black community detain a rich history to better understand the present. As part of this collection would be the documentary Night Watches Us from director Stéphane Vernat. Through documentary styles, street art, and spoken word blend, Night Watches Us examines the systemic forces that caused a young man's tragic death. On today's show, we speak to director Stéphane Vernat. Thank you so much for being here today, Stéphane.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
So, how did this documentary project begin, and when did you first hear about the story about Nicholas Gibbs?
This project began because the National Film Board had a competition called Reimagining Quebec, and they were looking for filmmakers to kind of, as the title said, really write about Quebec from different perspectives. And I applied, and I was one of the three selected for that competition. And then I heard about the killing of Nicholas Gibbs, and I felt at the time there was a lot of attention about the killing of unarmed Black men and women in the US, and not enough attention was given to what was happening in Canada. And so I realized that it was important to highlight this. And then I basically began to investigate and dig into the circumstances. And I the more I the deeper I went, the more I felt the importance of telling that story.
So, how does the blend of the documentary styles, including street art, interpretive dance, and other things, give the voice or the narrative to Nicholas Gibbs through this documentary?
You know, the more I got to know him, the more I got to understand the context in which he lived. I felt that, you know, hip hop was a big part of his life, so I felt that this is probably the way he would want to be represented, and in a way that I think reflected also his community, because you know, when I met his nephew Jeremy. And then when I saw photos of him, when I heard stories about him, then it became clear that it was I couldn't use like a classical documentary style to illustrate his life. And it was just a different way of telling. It was also something I wanted to experiment in terms of how to represent Black life. So for me, that was important to use an aesthetic that represented, you know, a young Black man. And so I thought all those elements really fit in. And it's also like you know, it's also like it's talking about him, but also talking about his spirit. And there's all these elements that are and his psychological state. So there was also, I wanted to get inside his head, like at the moment that he was murdered. You know, I wanted to see like how could we illustrate those dying seconds.
And what has been some of the reaction or the reconciliation to the friends and the family of Nicholas Gibbs since this documentary has come out?
Well, the family really, really appreciated it. They had seen a rough cut of it a year and a half ago, and then the Montreal premiere was in November. Yes, November 14th. And they were very, very moved by it. Yeah, it was for them, it was like very, and especially because it was like a public screening, so a lot of people were there, and I really felt, I think they felt the solidarity of people for you know, for them. And so yeah, it was really, really special. It was like a very special moment for them. And yeah, I mean the battle's not finished for, you know, it's still the healing is takes longer, takes more than a film, but I think it's hopefully they feel that their story, their pain, you know, can be shared by others that are experiencing that, unfortunately, and also by a community that's still in shock at what happened.
So I feel myself, and probably you as a filmmaker too, feel that documentary films have the ability to bring about change or have conversations about important subjects that might not happen otherwise. So what do you hope will change or the positive dialogues will come from this documentary?
Like, it's in a way, it's interesting because I've done other documentaries where I was really focused on results. I did a film on agriculture and free trade back during the anti-globalization struggles of the early 2000, and I think because of the medium length of the film, like it's 42 minutes. It was hard for me to really get into the advocacy part of the subject matter because I was really focusing on the story, on who he was and what happened to him. But I think the film talks about different avenues for dealing with people with in going through psychotic episodes through the nurse. There is we talk about the systemic issues that are happening within the different institutions, like le Bureau d'enquête indépendante, how the police needs to not be involved in those investigations about themselves. I mean, the police can be policing themselves. So I think it's just a public awareness, but it's also, I think the film on some on in some way is a film about resistance, about community resistance. So for me, that's what I feel looking back at the film. I think that's one of the things that it tell people, that when something like that happens, that you can use the court like the family does. You can show support for the people who are most impacted by this, and I think that goes a long way in terms of supporting the cause. Is find a way of expression within that,
I will remind our audience that Night Watches Us is a documentary currently streaming onto the National Film Board of Canada's website for free, all in part of their Black Communities in Canada, a free collection of films that are present onto their website. I want to thank you for your time today, Stefan, but before we let you go, we normally have one question to end our interviews with. It's normally a fun one. So, what film have you seen recently that you have to recommend that everyone seeks out?
So, Nickel Boys by Ramal Ross. It's a historical piece that takes place in the U.S. South. I thought it was like an exceptional film. That I mean, the fact that it got nominated for the Oscars is pretty incredible because it's a very low budget. It's a low budget film by a director who had made documentaries before. I just find the storytelling, I find the aesthetic so innovative. I think it's such a, and it's a film about Black lives, so it's something that should be watched. I mean, obviously every month, but especially this month, to commemorate Black History Month, I really, really, I think it's a must see. I'd love to give a shout out. And then on the other super random, if I can use another film, I saw Red Sparrow. So it's totally random, but I love political films. I love political drama, and I had never seen the film Red Sparrow with Jennifer Lawrence that was made in 2018, I think, I forget. And man, I saw it this weekend just like that. My sort of anti-Valentine's Day film. And I was just like, yeah, it's really, 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 really well done. It's like an action political spy thriller, but just really well, just the script is excellent, like excellent writing, the acting, the directing. It's a really it's one of those, like, I think that's what Hollywood does is when it doesn't get into the what should we call it, the Marvel universe, like all those big blockbuster, It's I mind you, the film is like, 6 years old, or 8 years old. Yeah, 8 years old. That it's like this political thriller. Obviously, it's super like it's American propaganda behind it, like, all the CIA is the good guys kind of thing. But in terms of the art itself, I thought it was really, yeah, it was a fun film. It's like one of those fun Saturday night films to see. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Stefan.